Vimeha Omer, the Avodah Vimeha Omer. Seems to be very Kabbalistic, talking about spheres. Counting is not just counting. Something very mystical about what's going on. Try to understand optimistic Indian in regards to this Indian of Sphere Soimer, running into Rip Shimon Bayachai, like Boimer coming up. And as we follow these numbers all the way to Matan Torah, let's try to have a wholesome, holistic understanding of what exactly is going on here, at least Nibabat Echad. Of course, we're all familiar with the fact that Rabbi Akiva, during this time period, they perished. Let's try to understand why this is the time. Why, out of all times, is it Mihaimed, this man, for this Bainesh, the repercussion of Mises Talmid Rabbi Akiva. Also, we find a lesson from Reb Shimon Bayochai. The Gemara says, Shonu Midoisa. Reb Shimon says, learn my Midos. Because I have Trumos Mitairos Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had many Talmidim. Of course, the five prize Talmidim were the ones who emerged after the Misa of Rabbi Akiva. Reb Shimon says, if you really want to know what Rabbi Akiva is all about, come to me. I have Trumos Mitairos Rabbi Akiva. What does that mean exactly, that he has the Iker, Torah of Rabbi Akiva? So the Pasha begins, Kedoshim to you, Ki Kodesh Ani, Hashem Elokeichem. And the Zohar Kodesh tells us something very interesting. The Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and the Chavrai of Reb Shimon were very happy when it was Parshas Kedoshim. Something very simchadik about Parshas Kedoshim. Not exactly clear what it is. Maybe because there were so many mitzvahs in Parshas Kedoshim. Maybe just because it has to do with Kedusha, and Kedusha is very important. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was extremely ecstatic in the Chavrai when it was Parshas Kedoshim. Now, to try to understand a little bit about this inyan, Kedoshim to you, Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It would seem that the Torah Kedoshim divides it into two sections. Mitzvah Bein Adam L'Makoy and Mitzvah Bein Adam L'Chaver. And the Chared is reason to think that way. After all, we have Shnei Luchas HaBris, the Shnei Luchas HaVana, on the right side of the Luchas, Mitzvah Bein Adam L'Makoy. On the left side of the Luchas, Mitzvah Bein Adam L'Chaver. Two Luchas, two Hagdaros in Taras Moshe. Bein Adam L'Makoy, Bein Adam L'Chaver. However, we know that the Torah, everything to do with Torah, is the Inyan of Achdus. And even the Torah is called Torah Achas, Yielacha. Kuchabichu Echad, Araisa Echad. So to just leave it at that and to say that Torah is Shnei Dvarim, Bein Adam L'Makoy, Bein Adam L'Chaveray, wouldn't do justice to the inyan of what Torah is all about. There's an achdus of the Borei which is supposed to be Mofia and Misgala through the Torah Kedosha. So how does that work? How could we make Shnei Luchay Seven into an Evan Achas? So listen to the words of the Shlach Kaddish. This theme can be found very much in the Torah of the Baal HaTanya, Zechus Yagen Aleinu. The Shlach writes, Oid bo ve'aracha. This is in Shara Ois Yais, Ois Beis. Ki avas v'yecha mishtalev im avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The musag of Avas Reyim, of Avas Yisrael, is really a davar echad with Avas Hashem. Ki godol chiyav Avas HaReyuhu lechvayit Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dehainu sheyizkor shehu osay b'tzalem u'bidmus elyoin. That a yid needs to remember that he's created b'tzalem elokem. Vechelek el haneshama sheboi hi chelek elokam mamish. And his neshama is a piece of Hashem mamish. Al krein dekrei manachnu Knesset Yisrael. We're called Knesset Yisrael, ki kulonu mechunasim u'mesiachetim b'soyit achdus u'yizbarach. The side of Achdus Hashem is Nesgale through Achdus Yisrael. And every single Yid Befrat, it could be said, because he's a Chelek Elakam Yimal, it's a piece of Hashem, so the love of another Jew is the love of Hashem Yisbarach. We don't love another Jew because of his Ichus, because of his wealth, because we just kind of get along with each other. The mitzvah of Avas Yisrael is every single Jew, because there's something special, very deep, which we can't see with our physical eyes, but we ma'amin b'bunah shleim. But there's a nitzas of elokos, there's a chelak elokam imal, that every single Jew has. And he goes on to prove this from the Gemara in Shabbos, Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph. The Gemara says, we're all familiar with it. Bo ger v'nisgayer, a ger came to be nisgayer in front of Hillel v'Shammai. First he came to Shammai. He says, gayreni al regal achas. I want to be nisgayer al regal achas. Shammai was matachim. He says, doesn't work that way. He comes to Hillel. So I can take care of that. What you don't like to be done to yourself, don't do to your friend. Which is another way of saying, because the shayla is in the mafarsha, why didn't he just say, but that's the message. Now, the question that's bothering Rashi is, how does this lashon, how does that encompass all the mitzvahs of Torah? The chayr of yahavta b'chakamecha only captures the mitzvah b'nada l'chaveira. But if this is supposed to demonstrate and reflect kol haTorah kula, where are the mitzvahs b'nada l'makom? So Rashi addresses that. And Rashi says, Re'acha v'reya avicha al tazayv, mishle. Your friend, the friend of your father, don't forsake him. Rashi says, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Re'acha. And then Rashi says, Lishna Achrina, Chavir Chamamish. And really they go together. It's not just a Lishna Achrina. They're both viable, acceptable, pshatim in the Gemara. Re'acha is soyvel, both understandings. Ve'ahavta l'vecha kamecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Re'acha, and certainly your friend is called Re'acha. So the Shloh proves from here that if you're going to tell me v'ahavta l'vecha kamecha is kol haTorah kula, so included in that is mitzvahs bin adon l'makom bin adon l'chaver. That within v'ahavta l'vecha kamecha is also v'ahavta l'Hashem Elokecha. But Rashi doesn't explain to us how that is. That's where the Shloh comes, and the Shloh says, because really every single year is a chelak al kamima, and the love that the Torah's mitzvah is to have is for that mitzvah of elokos. So Mamela, with each and every Jew, and certainly collective Klai Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, is Avos Hashem and Avos Yisrael together. You know, it's interesting, when we reflect on this idea that every single Jew is a Chelek Elokam Yimal, every single day in davening, we have a mitzvah, Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then we say V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha. And the Shloah on the spot here says that we see the kesher between these two musagim of Avos Yisrael and Avos Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because before that we say Habarech B'ma Yisrael V'yahava, that there's an inyan of Avos Yisrael. We say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha, which is the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. And even that word Echad is Gematria Ava, and it's being Yachid these two Avas. And at the end of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Tzimachu Shemayim, we have Zechiyas Yitzirus Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Tzeisei Yitzchem Eretz Yitzayim, Liyos Lachem Lelokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and according to the Rambam, that's a chelik of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Tzimachu Shemayim. Zechi Yitzirus Yitzayim Kol Yoy. Now, many years ago, it dawned upon me, and later I saw a hint of this in the Svarim of the Rav Shitzar Zechi Tzadim Kodesh Levoch. But isn't it interesting that the Torah is being mitzava us to read the parsha of Yitzias Mitzrayim Tzitzis verbatim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. We say those words. But it's unusual. We're saying the words Ani Havaya. So if we stop and reflect upon what's going on over here, that these words are coming out of our mouth, we're saying Ani Havaya. And we say it twice. Ani Havaya Elokeichem Asher Tzitzis Yitzchem Yitzchem Ani Havaya. Of course, that's referring to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but if we have to say those words, that means it's Nogeya. It's Nogeya to us, this inyan, that a Jew can stop and to say, Ani Havaya. That there's a Chilak Elokam Yimal. mamish, that every single yid is an havaya. Now, of course, that's benister. We can't go over to a Jew and to call him by the name Havaya, although the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Asidin Kalechem Yisrael Ikari Al Shmosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. La'asalava, every yid will be called by that name, because it'll be Nisgala. But we can't refer to a yid in a way that it's not Nisgala. Just like we can't say Havaya about a Kadosh Baruch Hu because he's not Megala Havaya. No, he has to ask upon him again. Zeshmi Lelom, Zezich Ledadar. We have to call him Adnus and not Havaya because we can only refer to Kadosh Baruch Hu in a way which is Nisgala. But deep down below, within each and every soul, there's a chelek havaya. And that comes out in the parish of Kriya Shema when we say, Ani havaya lekechem. Goes really back to what we spoke about before. Pesach. Then you have chayv adam liras es atzmai. Remember? We spoke about that every single Jew, the Tverah Shlema, the Radamska Taich, chayv adam liras es atzmai, kiyudu hu yatzmai mitzayim, he said, chayv adam liras es atzmai, period. But Yitzhak Mitzrayim, the whole Indian, is for a Jew to look at himself and to reflect and to say, Leroy says Asma, what is this Atzmius? What is this Mitzias called Yisra? When a Jew understands that he's not a guf, he's really a neshama, in essence, that's what Yitzhak Mitzrayim is all about. That the Yitzhak Mitzrayim, which Hashem Yisroch is asking for us every single day, so we wake up in the morning after sleeping a long night, or a short night, so we think that we're a guf. Because we're very heavy and we're mamish margish a guf, the neshama goes up and it comes back down. A Jew has to go through many pa'ulos, beginning with moda'ani, washing his hands, be mekadosh himself, till he's able to come and to stand before Hashem. And the whole process of tefillah is to be megala his kedusha. Every day there's an experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that when the neshama breaks through the guf, and the Jew understands that he's a chedek alakam imal, in essence that's what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. And that's the mitzvah of Zeichir Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol Yom. To be Megal Neshama Mitoich HaGuf. Ani Havaya. That's the idea. What we're seeing is that this inyan of Avas Hashem and Avas Yisrael is really one inyan. And when we reflect upon the fact that every single Jew is a chelek alakam iman, well, we see shnei luchas havana. On the one hand, bin adon lamakim, other bin adon lachaver, like we see from Mashi, reyacha is soivel, kuchabichu, and chaver chamamish. And the love of every Jew, and the love of Kadosh Baruch Hu is one. And the Sfar Magdashim say, and I think it was Rav David Oliver who said, how does a yid know that he had a good davening? So the Lelav Rebbe said that if a Yid takes 3 steps back from Shemona Esrei, and he feels now that he had more Avos Yisrael than he had before Shemona Esrei, and that was a good davening. How do you explain that? Because really, Hainu Hach. There's a love of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is a love of Elokos. And if every single Jew is a shtick Elokos. And it's in that Nakuda, Bo'emek HaNafesh, that these two Inyanim come together as one. And we see that from the Luchas itself. Because the luchas are shnei luchas avanim, but they were one even. Shtaim shehem echad. Because there's this achdus in Torah, Torah achas yelachem, which brings together these two themes in Torah, which is avas Hashem and avas Yisrael. You know, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was once asked, what is chesidus? And he said, al regal achas. He said, chesidus is avas Hashem, avas Yisrael, and avas HaTorah. Yisrael v'rayis to kutri b'chuchadu. Now let's be Megalos B'derech Remez. And tied in back to our questions, Rabbi Akiva, the Sfiras HaOmer, Shimon Bar Yochai, as we lead up to Shavuos. The whole pagam of Tamid Rabbi Akiva was, Shelo Yenogu Kavod Zelazah. How did that happen? Seems so basic. Tamid Rabbi Akiva. But the Omer Ka'inyan is, that sometimes when a person gets very firm in midas b'dan de lachamacha, and my Rebbe likes to say that when a person is first, let's say, being niskarv to avodas Hashem, there's that spark, there's an excitement. So the midas b'dan de lachamacham, they take center stage because that's the firmkeit, that's the one that them close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And there's an aspect of Birad al-Nachaveiro, even in Midas and Derech Eretz, Stam in the belt. And so it's very easy for a person to get carried away in the Birad al-Makom in the beginning of his journey, and to kind of push away to the side a little bit the avoid of Birad al-Nachaveiro. But as a person continues on his journey, and he's ma'amik more in Torah, he starts to see that this is really one sugya. So the Talmid of Yekiva, they were very from, great gedolim, we have no hasag of them, in the aspect of bein adam lamakar. And it takes a real amkus to be able to see that there's no chilak, adarabba, that bein adam lachaveiro is nichlal in bein adam lamakar, but mamish nichlal, because the love of another Jew as a chilak alakam imal, is bein adam lamakar. So memela shalei nogu kavod ze lazeh. This is an inyan and a pagam in what Torah is all about. That achdus in Torah. Kavod ze lazeh. Like we find about the luchos, that the Torah refers to the luchos as mizeh umizeh heim aksuvim. Mizeh umizeh means this side of the luchos and that side of the luchos. Shalei nogu kavod ze lazeh means that they weren't noy kavod ze lazeh from the ksuvim ze lazeh. On the two sides of the luchos, that was the pagam. But the Mishnah was tells us, "Yehi kavod chaverecha chava v'lecha kishalach." That really, there's no chilek between myself and another yid. I'm a chilek alakam imal, and he's a chilek alakam imal. I think it's from this parak of this week. "Yehi kavod chaverecha chava v'lecha kishalach." And Shavuos, therefore, is the merging of these two inyanim together. The shnei luchos aves, shnei luchos avanim, they come together as one. That's what Bishima Yochai means when he says, Shonu midoisai, that I have trumos, mitoris of Yekiva. Because this whole inyan of being ma'achei Torah, Torah achsi lachem, making shava the mitzvah dala lachamalchem, and brother lachavera, comes through this oimek in Pnimis HaTorah, that you see that there's a chilek alakamimah that a Jew has. That's not a musik from Niglas HaTorah. That's a musik from Pnimis HaTorah. Because you can't even see it. You can hardly even talk about it. Because it's not nisgala. And you could say about this inyan, that, you know, that there are chamisha chalkei nefesh. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, and yechida. And Mekubalim explain that nefesh, ruach, and neshama are what's called oiris pnimiyim. They're within the person. But chaya and yechida are called makifin. These are oiris which are so great and so big, whereas chaya comes in and then it goes out again, but yechida is something which doesn't even enter. Because it's so vast and it's so great that it hovers around the person. It surrounds the person because the vessel, which is us, isn't able to contain that oir. That's called yechida. And as you can tell from the word yechida, that it has to do with achdus and yechidius. That's the yechida of a nefesh, which is yet to be nisgal. It's called oiris bakifin. It's potential. It's potential kedushin. So let's explain that. Circle around to yechida of a nefesh, but come back and let's speak about this in Yibederech Gematria. Because the Torah begins in the parsha of Kedoshim. It says, Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem is speaking out exactly what we just spoke about. That your Kedusha, Kedoshim Tiyu, is Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, is Kedusha Zavaya. That's your Kedusha. Rabbi Shimon Chai is very happy when it comes to Parshas Kedoshim. Because the whole Yisrael HaTorah is exactly that. It's to be Makir Tarachas Yelachem, that it's really Einzach. This Kedushas Yisrael and Kedushas HaMakom is really one thing. Now, B'derech Gematria, you could say like this. There's various Gematrias. I don't want to overwhelm the Olam with all of them. But this is perhaps the most important one. If you take V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamecha, and you make gematria, gematria 820. If you take V'ahavta Es Hashem Aleichecha, it's gematria 907. Now, what's the difference between 820 and 907? 87. 87 is Gematria Ani Hashem. Which means to say that if you add Ani Hashem, then the Gematria 907 of Yahavtas Hashem Elokecha is equal to Yahavta L'Recha Kamecha. And Rabbi said that's exactly how the pasuk goes. V'yahavta l'recha kamecha, ani Hashem. Didn't just throw in those words for no reason. The Torah uses those words. And what's the message in this? The message is that kol zman that you look at v'yahavta l'recha kamecha and v'yahavta l'Hashem elokecha as two separate things, the Gemara is doing it up. But if you look at the whole pasuk, v'yahavta l'Hashem elokecha, v'yahavta l'recha kamecha, excuse me, ani Hashem, as the Torah says it, that nekud called Ani Hashem, which we said before, is that a person, if he really understands what that means, that he's a chelik al kamimal, in which case, that's the nekudah, Shlah says, that's ma'ached these two Torahs together. So then, if Yahavta l'recha kamecha Ani Hashem, is exactly the gematria of Yahavta es Hashem alakach. And we said that's totally what's called the yichidah shavenefesh. And it's very nice because Rashi says, and Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, what does Rashi say? It's called Chazal. Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem, Yachol Kamoini, you may think that you're Kadosh like me, Tamu Leimer, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Kedushasi Lamala Mikdushascha. What's that all about? Because right now, there's an Indian called Yachol Kamoini. It's a good Habamina. Because the Torah says so, that it seems like our Kedush is the same as the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but that's only called Yachol Kamoini. Because the Yechidah Shabbanefesh is only a potential. So therefore, calls man that it's potential, Hashem says, no, Kedushasi Lamala Mekedushascha. That's called Kedushasi Lamala, that's the Yechidah, which is Lamala Min Adam. It's only a potential. It hasn't yet touched down. But from that place of Yechidah Shabbanefesh, we could say that there's this Hishtabus between Kedushas Yisrael and Kedushas Kodesh Baruch Hu. Which is why that number, 907, is also Gematria, Yechida B'miluo. If you take the word Yechida and you spell it out, B'miluo, it's also Gematria 907. And this is leading up to Shavuos. Because the whole Indian of Shavuos is, as we journey from Pesach to Reb Shimon, who teaches us this Yisoid, the revelation, the manifestation of this Indian of Shtayim, which is Echad, is by Matan Torah, when the Luchos are given. That's the secret of Shavuos. The secret of Shavuos is exactly the Inyan Devihi Kavod Chavecha Chavod Balecha Kishalach, which was our Shavuos is Gematria Kavod Chavecha Chavod Balecha Kishalach, 784. And that's told in Torah of Shimon, because of Shimon Bayecha is Gematria Kedoshim Tiyu Ki. It says in the beginning of the Pash. L'maiso, it's a soid. It hasn't yet been a scala. But we can act on that. That means to say that the way that we act in is that when we see another yid, when we understand that this is not just an inyan of bin adam l'makom, it's an inyan of bin adam l'makom, these two things come together. So then that's what brings the yichidah, which is makif, into the keil. And that's really Mashiach's role. Mashiach is what's megala, the yichidah shabinafesh. That's the role of Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Sfarim of Doshim, say that Yechidah Shabbanefesh is waiting to be in this gala. It's only in potential. But that Yechidah is what's Ma'achid. These two Inyanim together, Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us that as we journey during these days of counting one day by one day, we come to Shavuos, which is why we can't count it, because the aura of something which is not yet in this gala, but we should be zeichah that in the schos of our Avodah and our Tzipui and our Bikush, for those areas to be in this gala, we should be talking, be able to see with our own eyes the key of that. Yachol kamayni kidoshim tiyuki kadosh mirashem alakeichem b'yaskoyal tzadeh. B'mher v'min amin v'amin.